This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Ryan Hageman, an agronomy and fertilizer expert with CHS, will discuss the value of nitrogen stabilizers. Now, Ryan, nitrogen is critical for a healthy crop, but it's highly susceptible to loss. Why is it important to keep nitrogen in place, and what are the risks?
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. Yes, nitrogen is a very essential nutrient, and any green growing crop needs nitrogen. So crops need to have nitrogen or a supplemental source of nitrogen added to maximize their production and maximize their efficiency. Whether it's the dry form of urea, liquid form of UAN, or anhydrous, each one of those products is susceptible to through nitrogen loss just through biological processes themselves that are naturally found in the environment. So those processes are either volatilization, denitrification, or leaching. So if you happen to have your nitrogen source in the top 2 inches of the soil, volatilization is a process that we have to worry about. So what happens is enzymes break down the nitrogen source, transfer it to ammonia, and we lose it to the atmosphere. If we're deeper than those 2 inches, what we worry about is the denitrification or the leaching. And so the denitrification is a biological oxidation process where it's lost through evaporation, and the leaching, it just works its way down through the soil profile. The one thing that's really detrimental from the leaching standpoint is that it can be a huge environmental concern with this nitrogen or the nitrates getting into either a water supply, such as a fresh water where it can be harmful to wildlife, or even into an aquifer where high nitrate levels have actually shown the susceptibility of birth defects.
Well, what nitrogen stabilizers are available?
So there's two main sources of nitrogen stabilizers that are available. It's either a urease inhibitor or a nitrification inhibitor. So the urease inhibitors stop the volatilization process by stopping the urease enzyme from breaking the nitrogen into the ammonium form, and it's released in the atmosphere. The most common form that we use is an NBPT. The nitrification inhibitors stop the nitrosomonas bacteria from breaking down the nitrogen source into a nitrate form, which it makes it more prone to the denitrification or the leaching. There's a couple of main sources there, or more main products. Nitropyrin is a product that has been around for about 40 years. And another product that we use consistently through CHS is the DCD.
Well, Ryan, what's the value of protecting your nitrogen investment?
So one of the major input costs for a grower can be their nitrogen fertilizer expense. So corn plants take up their maximum amount of nitrogen late June through July. So we have to make sure that that nitrogen is available and does not volatilize, denitrification, or leach in that period. So it has to be there for that maximum production. And it will help maximize the grower's return on investment by making sure that that nitrogen is there late enough in the season when the corn plant needs it.
Well, where could farmers learn more about nitrogen stabilizers?
So there's a lot of research been done on nitrogen stabilizers out there on the web, or you can reach out to us at chs.com or to any one of our agronomists at our CHS retail locations.
Well, we've been talking with Ryan Hageman, an agronomy and fertilizer expert with CHS here on Around the Table. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jesse.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.